Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're celebrating Independence Day in America, 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, America, and happy Independence Day, Americans, wherever you are listening around the world. Thank you for being part of my day, and we're live on the 4th of July as we have been since the first one in 1998. I'm very excited about having our good friend Rich Galen back on the show. Rich is a political operative of the Republican persuasion. He's the publisher and the purveyor of Mullings.com, a thrice-weekly cyber column. Many of you see him on television. I just caught him on Fox News just the other day. I know he's on the other channels as well, commentating on political matters. But I've asked him to join us on this 4th of July to give us some of his thoughts on this day. Rich Galen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, pal. Nice to be with you. Happy 4th.
Yeah, you too, Gene. Rich, welcome back. Rich, I was just talking before you got here to the audience about why I believe I'm convicted and if it's arrogant, I'm guilty as charged. That not only are Americans celebrate today, but every person on earth should celebrate the existence of the United States of America. Warts and all our mistakes. I still believe that the world is a better place, and earthlings are better off because America exists. What do you think?
Oh, I don't think there's any question about it. But, you know, in the preamble to the Constitution, it doesn't talk about perfection. It says toward a more perfect union, mm-hmm. not a perfect union. Mm-hmm. Perfection is a religious concept, not a political one. Mm-hmm. And the fact is that, you know, we get it wrong sometimes, we get it right most of the time. And you know, frankly, democracy is not for everybody. I mean, there are cultures that just don't get it. Democracy is hard. You know, being led is easy. I mean, that's, you know, it's hard to be an entrepreneur. It's much easier to be an employee.
Well, think about it. The war was over. The Revolutionary War was over in 81. We didn't get a toward more perfect constitution for six more years. And 87 years later, we were still fighting about it to the tooth and nail with our brothers and neighbors.
Yeah, that's true. We had to do it twice. The first time we did the article
right.
of consideration, and then we had to come back with the Constitution after
87
after
years ago. Lincoln still called it an experiment.
Exactly.
Holy
and
mackerel!
You know about this thing in Egypt. I mean, you know, back in the day, we should remember governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed,
mm-hmm.
and that when any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and that's what the Egyptians have done.
And those are American words, but they transcend borders, don't they?
Yeah, actually, I think they may have gone back to John Locke.
Probably
but
did,
that,
yeah.
But that makes the point that these are enduring words they happen to be from our Declaration of Independence, but they really do speak about it's another one of the reasons why human beings are at the top of the food
right.
chain and not saber-toothed tigers.
Well, I think, you know, I've been thinking a lot over the last year or so about the concepts of liberty and freedom. And I believe what we did was we established the fundamental of inalienable freedom. But I do believe that we got from our Creator. But I do believe that liberty is something is a contract we give to each other.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. We permit it from and to each other, or we don't. I mean,
right.
I mean, either we do it or we don't.
Well, that's up to us. The point I made in the previous hour was that freedom is ours from our Creator, and we won't quarter on freedom, but we do negotiate our liberties.
Yeah, because that's as we now know again is a moving target, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And so, well, as you're a world traveler, now we're going to talk. I want you to talk about Egypt a little bit later on in the show. But right now, you're a world traveler. You've got friends and acquaintances and may have made contacts all over the world. You've plugged in at the governmental level and the business level in many places around the world. What do you think about America in the 21st century in 2013 from a global standpoint?
Oh, I think that we're not doing very well, I don't think. You know, it's hard. First of all, it's like the U.S. for a lot of these countries is like the New York Yankees. You know, we always win.
Right.
And, you know, people just root against us because we always win. And
right.
We got more oil than everybody. We got more natural gas. We got more coal. We got more iron. You know, we got more.
Right.
We got a third most people. I mean, it's really tough to compete against the United States when the United States really kind of decides it wants to compete in whatever area. So people are generally looking for trouble from us anyway. Unless they're in trouble, then they're looking for help. But for the most part, they do respect the fact that the people of the United States, you know, get to choose their leaders every 4 years, or every 2 years in the case of the U.S. Congress, and that we tend to do it generally pretty well, not always, and generally it turns out okay, not always, but they do like the fact that Americans are kind of a small L liberal when it comes to their thinking, not liberal in terms of on the continuum of, you know, not conservative to liberal, but in terms of their ability to look for answers where in their own countries they wouldn't be allowed to look, or B, even if they were allowed to look, they wouldn't know how to find it.
Mm-hmm.
And Americans we're just that's in our DNA. Let's
mm-hmm.
get this solved.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. You know, I was invited to go to a European country a few years ago to teach them about entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Nobody had to teach Americans about entrepreneurship. It came together in the weaving of this patchwork quilt, this Brunswick stew that we made over here in the founding of America. Entrepreneurship was a byproduct.
Yeah, that's right. It was. I mean, a byproduct of
liberty.
Yeah, and if you weren't interested in that, you scooted home to England.
Yeah. Right. Right. Well, I am concerned. I do believe America. If you're going to be a leader, and if your motives are good, I do believe that there's a responsibility that America has around the world, and if that means that we have sharp elbows sometimes, so be it. But I do believe that America's intentions are good, and it bothers me. It troubles me when our values have an opportunity to influence and to help, and we don't use those.
You know, there was way back when George W. was first elected, it happened that in the UN, there were the U.S. seat on the Human Rights Council was up. And because nobody liked the geniuses at the UN didn't like George W. very much, mm-hmm. they decided they were going to give that seat to somebody else. We can come back and finish the story.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on to that thought, Rich. We're going to come back and talk about that, and I'm going to get Rich to talk to us a little bit more about his thoughts on the Egyptian situation.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.